It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Bat Studio, and it is time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Conference Championship Week is here. Four teams, two games, so little time left in the season. Do not miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Ross, I got them stacked up here. Are you ready?
I am.
This is from Dave in Lehigh Valley. He says, I have a football and food question for you guys. First, don't you think it's wrong that the majority of the national championship games that they're only played in the South? Don't you think places like Detroit, Minneapolis, and Indianapolis with their venues could host a national championship game? Just want your thoughts. And second one, this is for both of you, which means you and Bob. Where's the best place to have wings in the Harrisburg area?
Well, Ross, aren't the championship games essentially major bowl tie-in games, and they're already established?
Correct.
So I don't know.
They're all tied into bowls. So the Peach Bowl is always Atlanta. The Sugar Bowl is always New Orleans.
I don't see how the Motor City Bowl is going to host.
Cotton Bowl is always Dallas. I mean, I think
wasn't the Sugar Bowl Baylor and Georgia this year, though?
Yeah.
But the national championship game was in New Orleans.
But they, I think
that that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I still think it's tied into the major bowl, so there was not going to be
major bowl.
Right.
Right. So you're going to have the Rose Bowl tied in, Peach, Sugar, et cetera. Yeah. So, all right, let's go on to the wings then.
Ross?
Best place for wings in Harrisburg.
You know what's weird? I don't eat wings that much anymore.
That is weird.
I don't eat wings that much anymore.
Neither do I. But
you know why? It's primarily because I don't want to get all messy, which I'm just dropping down the masculinity chart as we talk here. But it's true. I don't know.
Yeah, the Grotto in Enola is a good place for wings. In the city, Ted's on 2nd Street. And also, if you're out in the suburbs by the Colonial Park area, I would recommend a stop at the Eagle Hotel.
The Eagle Hotel.
I've heard about the Eagle Hotel.
I've had those. They're exceptional.
Yeah. West Shore, you can also go to Al's of Hampton.
Al's Pizza of Hampton. Boy. Yeah, the place of 100 beers.
Pizza, beer, wings.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving on. This is Brad in Doylestown. With running back and tight ends being a strength next year, should Penn State possibly look at using 22 personnel, then have RBs or tight ends go out and catch the ball? Do you think that's a possibility?
So, I think it is a possibility, but nobody has those plays. They don't have a fullback. So usually when you have 22 personnel,
you have this fullback,
two tight ends, running back, fullback.
Right.
So they'd have to literally invent plays that nobody has with two tight ends and two halfbacks. I just don't think that – I don't envision them doing that. You know, then you have to practice that. Then they don't really know how successful they'll be. I love the idea as a wrinkle, and I think if they had a true fullback, like if they had Juszczyk for the Niners or somebody like that, Mike Ceramelli, dude, you know what I would like to do on the show sometime? I would like to go like me against you against Jim and be like Penn State fullbacks.
Yeah.
And I go Ceramelli and you go Whitman.
Yeah.
And John says Jim.
Steve Smith.
And I say Tim Manoa.
Sam Gash.
Oh, that's a good one. This is fun.
Brian Milne.
You can't say Sam Gash because he was my teammate. I get to say Sam Gash.
He played in the league for a long
Brian
time.
Brian Milne's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is – see, this like – this that like. Would, we could call the segment –
Penn State tight
naming
ends.
Naming random Penn State. I said – did I say Sarah Melly to start?
Yeah.
It is the lost position at Penn State because they were so many good ones in the 70s and 80s and in 90s that came through there.
Can you think of any others? Those are the only ones coming to my head right now. Those are the best ones. Those are the ones that like...
Suey. Matt Suey.
That's good. Was he a fullback, though?
He was a fullback. Aaron Harris, another good one.
I can't believe Aaron Harris played fullback.
What, Downingtown kid.
Yes. Yeah. See?
Going back for the retros. Hey, with all the football still to come, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue sauces and rubs from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes, and don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, go to 409tailgateclub.com, use the code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use the code KSN. And we will announce the best question and the winner of the 409tailgateclub.com box this week to the best tailgate box to the best question. We'll announce that in Q4. All right, let's keep moving on with our questions. Brad in Arlington asks, with different timing, Joe Moorhead and Kirk Soraka are both available. Who you picking?
It's a really good question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
I think I'm going with Kirk Soraka because I think Kirk Soraka did more with less. And, you know, Moorhead had major short yardage issues.
Major
short yardage issues.
Short yardage
issues. Like, you can't have Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley and hardly ever be able to get third and one and fourth and one. And Ricky Ronnie fixed those. He also had major four-minute offense issues. Ronnie really did a nice job with short yardage, goal line, and four-minute. I'd go Soraka.
I just flashed to the Rose Bowl when he said the four-minute offense and short yardage. I immediately thought of that, where they had to do was pick up a couple of, I think, third and short. There was at least one critical.
It was third and four.
It was a short yard, and they didn't get – they didn't.
They went right.
At Ohio State in 2017. Was on the left. Yeah. They just couldn't do anything in the fourth quarter. So I think Ross has the read right.
Ross has got it right. All right.
Who was that?
That was Brad in Arlington, Virginia.
That's a good question, Brad.
Good question. All right, we got a leader in the clubhouse halfway through. All right. Sam in Scranton asks, hello, Ross. Keep up with the great analysis. Given the big struggles this year with the secondary, do you think we can expect James Franklin to possibly bring in an advisor with NFL expertise like he did last year with the offensive line? He says, I'd hate to see big-time defensive back recruits be turned off by a little bit of bad coaching and bad scheme. Thanks.
You know, I think James Franklin leaves no stone unturned to get Penn State better in any way. And I don't know. I don't even know what offensive line guys he brought in this spring. And I don't know what they said, but it worked. It helped. I don't know how much of the credit to give those guys or Lime Grover, but I don't care. It helped, whatever it was. And if you're Franklin, all he cares about is the end result. So I would say, I would say bring in some NFL receiver guys too.
Did you see a real problem at safety as well, Bob? Did you see safety as a problem?
I saw a problem especially on passing plays, tackling in space. I think the last two-thirds of the season, I thought that was their biggest problem on the defensive side. We've talked a lot about how when they get better defensive tackles, that's the missing ingredient for the playoff in the Clemsons and the Ohio States. But the more I watched this season, they have to get longer, more athletic corners who know how to play the ball in the air. They just didn't do it very well this year, and they have to be able to tackle. I think that almost is even a bigger need than defensive tackle now. And I think that I'm hopeful that some of these young guys can develop. I'm really eager to see Porter because he's definitely got the size that they want. But right. As the season went on, they're tackling in space, especially, you know, when they'd have guys stop short of the first down marker and they'd run through a tackle or they just miss in space. Like in the Michigan game, Castro Fields missed on that Michigan receiver
right.
when I think it was 21-0, and it turned into a big play. And next thing you know, the 21-point leads. I just think that is a really big priority for Franklin this offseason.
All right, let's go to David in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. He says, hey, guys, with the new offensive coordinator starting to put his spin on the team, what personnel changes do you see for next year? Specifically, what contributors' playing time do you see increasing or possibly decreasing or going away altogether? And I'm not talking about guys graduating, he said.
In general?
Yeah, in general.
I
mean, he's got four running backs.
I mean, the wideouts, some wideouts are going to – we're going to have to step up, and they're going to have to identify a second tight end. I think that James does, and I think Kirk as well. I think two tight end packages, I think, is very intriguing. James talked about not only is it important to have it for their offensive scheme, but it's important to be good at it so the defense can get a look in practice because they can get ready for it for some of the teams they play in the Big Ten.
I mean, we know who the running backs are. We know who the offensive line is, so the playing time will be there. There's going to be some receivers that get some time. I think that remains to be seen.
Right.
Know who the quarterback is. I agree with Bob. We've talked about it before. There will be there's a competition going on between whoever the third wide receiver will be and whoever the second tight end will be. And those guys don't even know it.
Right.
Seriously.
Nobody knows it.
Right. No, but those guys are just competing against, like, Strange is competing against Kuntz and Cam Sullivan Brown's competing against Hip and Hammer, whatever, right? They don't realize they're also competing against the other position group. D-line, we already talked about today. Linebackers, Luqueda, Ellis Brooks, Brandon Smith. I mean, they're going to get all those guys on the field somehow. And we talked about the corners earlier.
All right, one more question quick before we get out. Do you think the poor performance by the secondary the past couple years that either the safeties or the defensive backs coach should be a little more on the hot seat? Yes or no?
It's
from Don in Spring Run.
All right. I think it's a fair question. John Reed and Tariq Castro Fields were both heavily recruited. I would say it's a really tough position to play. I mean, did you watch, like, the Clemson LSU DBs trying to cover those receivers? I mean,
foreshadowing.
It's a hard position to play. I think it's probably being evaluated like everything else.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number three. And Ask Ross, we'll tell you who the winner is at the beginning of quarter four.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.